It's WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. As the Thompson Twins hold me now. It's a great tune. Joyce the Voice will be back next week, 3 to 5 p.m. with the Voicemobile. Thanks to the girls for subbing for Joyce this week. So yesterday I found out my best friend had passed away. And it's very sad. I'm still processing this. It's unexpected, but at the same time, it's also, I don't want to say expected, but he had some issues. I thought he was going to go a little earlier, but didn't think it was going to be so early. And I remember one of the times where he came out to UMass, and I was throwing a party. I was throwing an old fashioned kegger. And right at the beginning of the party, we started to have a couple of drinks because they came up from home. Him and my friend Dennis and another buddy. And he's like, hey, can you play me some Roger Waters before the party gets going? And you know, Roger Waters and Pink Floyd, it's not the great collection of dance music you would expect. But it's kind of a thinking man's, kind of a solitary type of thing. And we built a fort together. We grew up. We knew each other since 1982. And I think it's the incredible amount of loss of information that's happening here. There's just a lot of things when you would get together as adults, and you would remember something the other person did, or vice versa. And I think that's the hardest thing for me right now. But today I figured I'd come in. He loved Roger Waters. He loved Pink Floyd. So I'm going to do uninterrupted couple hours of Roger Waters and Pink Floyd. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. I hope you enjoy the show. And rest in peace to my best friend, Matthew Small, who had passed away yesterday. And this is it. Roger Waters and Pink Floyd. WMFO Medford.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit!
Go to the show. space cadet flow. I got some bad news for you, sunshine. Pink isn't well. He stayed back in the hotel, and they've sent us along a surrogate band. We're gonna find out where you fans really stand. Are there any queers in the theater tonight? Get them up against the wall. Spotlight now, he don't look right to me. Get him up against the wall. And that one looks Jewish, and that one's a coon. Who let all this riffraff into the room? This one's smoking a joint, and that one's got spots. If I had my way, I'd have all of your shit.
Yeah. Fell on his knees and kiss the land. He said something that I did not understand. It was in Polish. Then up stepped an aide. He said, I will translate. Here's what his holiness said.
This is KAOS. You and I are listening to Chaos in Los Angeles. Let's go to the telephones now and take a request. Yes? You hear radio waves in your head. Listening to Chaos in Los Angeles, and we've got Billy on the line.
Don't mind about the wall. That's one of the things I like to watch, if it's a war going on. So then I know if the our side's winning, if our side's losing.
God wants food, God wants shrimp. three, four. The memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime. You shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself as you die. And life is a short, warm moment, and death is a long, cold rest. You get your chance to try in a twinkling of an eye, 80 years with luck or even less. So all aboard for the American tour, and maybe you'll make it to the top. But mind how you go, and I can tell you, 'cause I know you may find it hard to get off.
feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Classroom. you know that I care. What happens to you? And I know that you care. For me too. So I don't feel alone on the way to the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bones, any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
And discipline remains mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes.
No, it is it.
I'm sure of it.
Here. shirts and hamburger joints and Cadillac limousines in the company of has-beens and bent backs and sleeping forms on pavement steps and libraries and railway stations and books and banks and the pages of history and suicidal cavalry attacks I recognize. Myself in every stranger's eyes and in wheelchairs by monuments and a tube trains, commuter accidents in council care and county courts at Easter fairs and seaside resorts in drawing rooms and city China seas, in transit camps under arc lamps, on unloading ramps, in faces blurred by rubber stamps I recognize. Myself in every stranger's eyes.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Time travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. All Pink Floyd and Roger Waters today.